Chavakuk Paragimel Pasuk Aleph Tfila Lechavakuk Hanavi, a prayer, a tfila of Chavakuk the prophet, Al Shigyonos, concerning the errors. So what are the errors? So in the first parak, Chavakuk was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it that there can be divine justice when the wicked are succeeding and the righteous are suffering so badly? And in the second parak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him and said, just because you don't see the individual progress of the grand plan, you're only seeing little pieces of it, doesn't mean that the plan is not progressing the way it's supposed to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set everything up the way that he did, and his patience endures forever despite the fact that people continue to do terrible averos and continue to not merit any kind of early end to the exile. And Rav Mendel Hirsch adds, Hashem's patience endures for so long because of man's free will. Man's own experiences lead him to the ultimate recognition that all the things he had worshipped and relied upon are futile and of no value, and he'll finally come to recognize God and his laws. So this parak, Parak Gimel, elaborates on Hashem's message of final recognition in the world. So it's the error that Chavakuk himself made by doubting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you see, he didn't get slapped down in any kind of violent or terrible way, even though we did say that there was some Musar involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we don't understand. And he explains to us, and it's up to us to kind of make that leap of faith, to be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does have a plan, and we trust in that plan, despite the fact that we don't see where it's headed or what the ending is going to be. Beis Hashem shamati shim acha yoresi. Hashem, I heard about your reputation. I heard a report of you. And I became afraid. So Rashi explains, Chavakuk was worried and concerned about the fate of Klal Yisrael, because since ancient times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made it clear that he punishes those who anger him, but with Nebuchadnezzar so far, that hadn't been the case. Now, looking back at history, we know that Nebuchadnezzar and his dynasty lasted a very short time in the history of world empires. The Roman Empire went more than 500 years. Nebuchadnezzar, from start to finish, was less than 100, less than a century. But, of course, that's an entire human lifespan, so the people who were alive at the time didn't see the ending coming. So now, Chavakuk is seeing the error of his ways, literally. Hashem, pa'olcha bekerev shanim chayehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your deed, I was afraid of. So this is Yoresi. Some of the translations say Yoresi Hashem pa'olcha. So they connect Hashem pa'olcha to the previous phrase. So I had fears. But another way of looking at it, Rashi says in his direction, Hashem, your work in the middle of the years, revive it. So revive your original practice and give swift punishment to the wicked. Do what you did by the Mabul. Do what you've always done. Do what you did to Mitzrayim. And let Klal Yisrael live through the terrible exile that they're going to be in, that's going to last a long time. Bekerev shanim todia, in the middle of the years, so in short order, rather than in the long period that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look at, but we're not going to live to see that, possibly. So do it bekerev, do it in the middle. Berogez rachem tizkar, we say this phrase all the time. In anger, remember to have mercy. So when you vent your anger on the wicked, have mercy on Klal Yisrael. Because, when the Nazi Empire is destroyed after a mere 12 years, you know, does Klal Yisrael suffer in the middle of that? As it turns out, the concentration camps never kept on functioning all the way to the bitter end, because they were so desperate to murder as many Jews as they possibly could. So Berogez Rachem Tizkar has real consequences. It's a tremendous tefillah on the part of Chavakuk, in a phrase that we say in Tachanun every day. So be compassionate on Klal Yisrael, even though the wicked are punished swiftly. Gimel Eloka mitemon yavo. Hashem came from Teman. This Rashi and Radak say refers to the revelation at Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, and the idea that he went to every nation of the world. There is a great Avram Fried song that comes from Rav Yontif. I don't remember what his name was, the Badchan that he got the song from, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yiddish goes to all the nations, and he says, Lo Sigzal, and the Arabs say, no thank you. And he says, Lo Sirtach, and the Germans say, no thank you. And he says, Lo Sinof, and the French say, no thank you. And so all of it, all the nations refuse it. Some say the Chavakuk here is talking from Teman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim for us when we circumvented Edom and fought Sichon and Og. So we were going to go to Teman, but we didn't want to confront Esau. We were told not to. B'kadosh mehar paron sela, and the Holy One came from Har Paron with his everlasting might. Har Paron refers to Yishmael, Rashi says. Midbar Paron, where Yishmael was living. So all of the enemies of the Jewish people, the historic enemies, still the current events enemies of the Jewish people. Kisa shamayim hodo. His glory covered the heavens. Usihi laso mala ha'aretz. And his splendor filled the earth. So remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, when everything was, we say this on Tisha B'Av in the Kinah, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. Lighting up the heavens, lighting up the world so everybody could see. And Dalit V'noga Ka'or Tihiyah, there was a brightness like the light on that day, like the special light of Shivas Yomei Bereshis, when at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina was resting and the world could see. That's one thing that all of the revisionist historians haven't argued about is Har Sinai. There are millions of witnesses and a lot of contemporary Svarim in the Sefer Torah that show us what really happened. That one, even they can't deny. Karnayim miyadolo. They had rays from his hand, like light shining through a hole, through a slit, which looked like horns almost, like beams. The Sham Chevyon Uzo. And there was his strength hidden. But it was revealed on Har Sinai. He normally keeps it hidden. And finally, hey, Lefanav Yelech Daver. A pestilence went before him. V'yetzei Reshef L'raglov. And sparks went out at his feet. So some say, one Mefarish suggests, the Radak brings it down, that this is a reference to the members of Klal Yisrael who died in the Midbar during the 40 years of wandering, or the people of Canaan killed when we conquered the land, or the Tzira, the wasp. And the sparks coming out can refer to the Aron, the Ark, the Holy Ark. It was in that movie. And destructive angels, fiery angels going out to Har Sinai to destroy the world if Klal Yisrael didn't accept the Torah when it was offered to us.